So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
What a busy, busy day it's been. Glad that you're here listening to Atlanta's number one sports station, its number one sports show, Dukes and Bell. Arthur Blank spoke to the media today. We're going to give you our thoughts more on what Mr. Blank had to say in regards to where our football team goes. Coming up, we're also going to talk to the boat show manager. She is going to come by here in about 20 minutes, and Mike and I were just checking out some of the boats in the break. What you think, man?
I want them all. I mean, I want one of those. Give me two of those. Give me three of those. No, when I'm down in Naples, Captain John, he's got, a tri-hull like what you've got, which is great, the pontoon boat.
Yes.
And then he's got an old hot rod, and now these new boats just, man, Carl, mind-blowingly cool, the technology. There's even an electric boat right here. And I said, wow, that's
the new thing.
Hella long extension cord. But no, obviously, it's some amazing technology. So you are a boater or thinking about getting into it. They talk about boat show prices, and it goes down through Sunday here at Georgia World Congress Center. It's Hall B, B as in boat.
All right, man. We're going to get back to Arthur Blank and his comments today from his presser. We're also going to let you hear, coming up next hour, Mike Conti's conversation with Arthur Blank in his one-on-one today, exclusively here on 92.9 The Game. And we'll take your thoughts and continue to discuss Trey Young as well. Look, it's funny because, Mike, it's never just – it's not black or white, right? There's always a gray with these stars, and Trey was no different. For all the good, we were joking and busting chops with Zach Klein, but there were some things that he just didn't handle the right way. But today, we're not trying to kill him. We appreciate what he did. We think he is one of the best stars that we've had in this city. And Mike said it, the swag, we needed it. People talked about Luka and Trey, and I just want to take you back.
We went round and round on that for, years.
After the draft, yeah, years. But before the draft – and one of the things that I remember people saying was, we don't know a lot about Luka. And that Trey had this thing about him after he led the NCAA in scoring as a freshman at Oklahoma, right. That, man, he gives the
you
ball
fill
up,
it up, man, right.
And he's fun to watch. And everybody was, we don't know enough about Luka. Then as soon as the draft happens and Luka starts balling out, everybody had revisionist history. Regardless, think about this. Luka's been traded. And now Trey's been traded, Mike. And neither one of them have won a championship. Both came close. Luka got to the finals, obviously, and they got beat. And then Trey got to an Eastern Conference finals. But neither one of them.
And now both have been traded.
That's what I just said. Yeah. Neither one of them has done what we expected them to do by year eight, which was, hey, win an NBA championship. We'll see which one gets there first, but – is this battle over now after the swap and the trade, and now they've both been traded?
Well, I mean, there was a perception that Trey might have been a pain in the arse early in his career, but I think he's matured and grown up a little bit. I think we all do, and it takes it takes a while for a professional athlete. As you said, a hell of a responsibility, 18, 19-year-old kid dropped into the NBA. Luka is still a punk, if we're honest. I mean, his work habits, we've talked about how sluggish he looks. It's been documented. He is not a guy that maybe is committed to his craft like he should be. And even with LeBron, it's not rubbing off on him. But either way, neither one has reached the level, I think, of expectations they had for in each city. In Dallas, they're still mad he's gone.
Yeah.
And here people are mad that Trey's gone.
Hey, man, more on this to come. We got to get to 4th and 1. Just a few days ago, he said, hey, as far as I know, I'll be involved in the new general manager search. You're not even going to be there. The Dolphins fire Mike McDaniel today, Mike. Now we have eight head coaching jobs open.
And I was talking to our buddy Armando Salguero from down in Florida, and they would think, just like the Giants, they want some stability. They want John Harbaugh down there in Miami because a lot of players, now it's been reported, players don't take him seriously, that the culture, it was a major issue. The coach, the message had definitely gotten stale, and maybe they need a little kick in the arse. So I don't know if John Harbaugh the guy for that? Mike McCarthy the guy? You need some stability with that organization? I mean, are you going to be involved? Because it sounds like they're cutting bait on Tua, doesn't it?
It does.
From an organizational standpoint. point. Greer, the general manager, got fired earlier in the year. Dolphins had that little run. They beat us, and then the wheels came off at the end.
I'd hire him as an OC in a heartbeat. Don't know. And Zach Klein just mentioned this. Like, if you were to say, hey, Falcon fans, we're going to hire Ian Cunningham, who comes in well-credentialed as our general manager. Matt's going to be our president. We're going to hire Kevin Stefanski, and his OC is going to be Mike McDaniel. That sounds like
right.
Impressive.
I'm down with that. Like a lot of folks, that you said this earlier, a lot of folks really want to see Ulbrich return. I can go either way with that. I think, you know, you got a really great defense. I still think we gave up too many big plays to too many big players when they were the only players we had to stop. But this defense has taken leaps and bounds. And I think a lot of it's because of the guys that Fontenot picked. You got the right guys. You had two great defensive draft classes. Obviously, it bore fruit, Carl. We're one of the best edge rushing teams in the league.
By the way, if you're wondering, the owner said today, we're talking about Arthur Blank, that he liked the job that Jeff Ulbrich did, but he cannot tell a new head coach who his staff's going to be. So he's leaving it wide open, but he also said that he would recommend to the new head coach that Jeff Ulbrich be one of the candidates to stay. So, Mike, I'm not going to say it's out of the realm of possibility, but the owner basically saying what we've talked about, guys, and that is, I hire a new guy, I can't tell him who his staff's going to be, even if the guy before did a really good job or, you know, the team broke records, it doesn't mean that I don't want to bring in my guys and the guys that I trust.
Right, and one of the things we talked about earlier today, and I put up there on Twitter, a couple guys, they vibe with what I'm talking about, Carl. Some guys feel I'm getting into semantics about how Arthur Blank handled the question about Michael Penix Jr. and his future.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, and it, guys, why are you hating on Penix? I'm not hating on Penix Jr. For all we know, he can be a Pickett or a Trubisky or a Will Levis, you know, or an Anthony Richardson. We don't know what this guy's going to be, you know? I just thought the owner should have been a little more open-ended with it. I believe in him, but I think another manager and coach, they'll evaluate our quarterback process. And I'd leave it there, you know? And so that way you can say you've got confidence in Penix Jr., but don't make one of those absolutes like Arthur did today, basically saying whoever comes here, you got to work with Penix Jr.
Yeah. It is interesting. Hey, man, more.
You don't think it's interesting. You said it like that.
No, it is interesting. Interesting because I didn't expect our owner to commit to the quarterback that way.
Right.
I didn't. I mean, honestly, that's the only reason. I'm not saying it's right or wrong, and I'm not telling you that I'm for or against it because I still don't know how good the guy is.
Right.
But I am very interested in the fact that the owner basically put his foot down today and said he's a franchise guy and he's recovering well. And he said it with confidence, like, I don't give a damn who we bring in. We're going to try to make this kid work.
Right.
I think part of that, Mike, is the finances. He's still under a rookie deal. The problem is we're running out of time.
Right, but that's the thing. That's why I reference all those guys. You know, I mean, all those quarterbacks, so those guys who never got to their fifth year.
Right.
They were all gone. So there's also going to be, like for instance, if a coach comes in and he's dead set on, you got to be under center. I know we know that shotgun and the pistol is all parts of an offense, but he thinks play action is the thing.
Yeah.
Penix, I mean, is he going to be able to execute that?
He's got to, Mike. I mean, look, any of these guys, Harbaugh, look at the coaches he had that ran those offenses with Lamar. Both were run-heavy, play-action type offenses. Let's
right.
just all these candidates. Clint Kubiak, nobody runs more play-action in the league right now than Seattle. If you hire Mike McDaniel, that's Kyle Shanahan's recipe, and when the Dolphins were good, they ran the ball well, and it was play-action. You're going to have to do that, and I don't care which one of these guys you end up picking, Stefanski the same way.
Right. So, and again, you nailed it. The run game, we got great things in place. I was talking with a Falcons executive today, who will remain nameless, who, and again, the feeling is maybe we'll have to do some work on the offensive line.
Okay.
You know, because, you know, we haven't really mentioned his name a lot this year, but Neusel was a little undersized at
Ryan
times.
Ryan Neusel, yes.
Especially against some of those big nose tackles and three technique guys.
Yeah.
You know, and if we're honest, and we didn't really talk about it, we mentioned it a few times on the air, but Jake did not have a great end of the season, you know. So you look at the O-line, and maybe they want to upgrade the blind side. If you're committed to Penix,
you got to.
It's whether it's McGarry, if McGarry comes back off the injury, because it's certainly Elijah Wilkinson is not the long-term solution.
Yeah, I agree with that. I think there's a couple of places where we do need to upgrade.
And get the right, because you know, that zones, the scheme we're going to be implementing. You know, I mean, you want to have athletic guys on the line, but yeah, I think you need a little more size than you have on Ryan Neusel.
A couple of other firings. Josh Grizzard, OC with the Bucks, gone. Quarterbacks coach, Thad Lewis, gone. What's this stemming from with Tampa Bay?
Well, this is the last screw-up before Todd Bowles gets got. Just same thing. Dan Quinn had to fire everybody. Same thing in Tampa. So they basically, Todd Bowles is on notice. You got one more year. And Liam Cohn took some of that secret sauce, just like Ben Johnson took the secret sauce in Detroit.
He did.
When they fired their OC.
John Harbaugh, by the way, if you're wondering, not taking interviews until next week. Get in line.
Yeah.
I wonder, and I don't know if the pecking order matters. I don't. Like, if for example, if we got one of the first interviews, does it matter? I do think that he can pick and choose what teams he wants to interview. And if he says, hey, these are the four, I don't think he interviews for all eight guys. I just don't.
Right.
But these are the four I want to talk to. I don't know if that matters if we get first or last, but our owner said today they do want to talk to Harbaugh, which made me very happy. Giants to interview Antonio Pierce, Mike, for their head coaching vacancy. He reportedly had dinner with Raheem Morris on Wednesday night.
Okay. And look, I love Antonio Pierce. Here's the thing, though. He was a little too, Carl, if we're honest.
Oh, the Giants.
Yeah. Carl, he was a little too, unfortunately, stern with his players.
He was.
He basically was calling guys out for being soft with the Raiders. And
he was.
I don't think you can do that these days. I mean, I think fans would like to think you can and crack the whip a little bit, but that got him got up. And but again, the Raiders are so dysfunctional.
Well, wasn't it he was being very critical of guys.
Yeah,
right?
He was calling guys out.
Yeah.
So whether, now again, we don't know if he'd actually done that, you know, face to face in a locker room setting that eventually gets to the media, and maybe that's a lesson he learned moving forward for his next gig.
All right, a couple of other things. It's 4th and 1, guys, brought to you by our friends at Priority Men's Medical Centers. Check them out at PriorityMen'sMedical.com. The Ravens have scheduled an interview with Brian Flores. Look, are we going to see him talk to all these teams and then nothing come of it?
I think he's going to talk to all these teams and no one's going to hire him.
Ah, boom!
Which is a form of collusion, which you know what? He can bring a new lawsuit. No, look, and also, like, I'm not being a wise ass, but I like Flores. I would hire him here. There's a report that I think was an SI or Barstool had saying that they thought Tom Brady was going to kind of do a blank year to the league.
Yep.
Because, again, he has a lawsuit going on, a class action suit because of Ross and how he was terminated in Miami. But in the case of Brian Flores, he's a great defensive mind. And again, talk about Antonio Pierce. He basically told Tua to stop crying, being a crybaby.
He did.
And buck up. And he was also starting Fitzpatrick over Tua. Didn't think Tua was ready. Remember that?
Yeah.
So anyway, I like him. I wouldn't mind him here, but I just wonder, everyone's going to say one thing and do another.
Yeah. It's good. Look, this coaching carousel is going to be bananas.
Right.
And I think Harbaugh is the first domino to fall. All right? But if he's not, and let's just say a team says, hey, we're out on Harbaugh. We're going to get this guy, and this is the guy we believe in. I think that's even going to make it more interesting. But there's usually one guy that everybody wants, and I think this cycle it's him. And then once he makes his decision, Mike, everything else kind of falls into place. Because it's like, okay, this is who we want, but if we don't get him, where are we going?
Just to play devil's advocate, we'll talk more about this later, but if he is kind of a CEO coach,
yeah,
and he's not really – you just mentioned guys that specifically are offensive or defensively oriented. Isn't he just another layer along with your general manager, your team president, when your head coach – I mean, your head coach is kind of a CEO too? I'm just throwing it out there because I would love to see somebody take what we've got that's a strong suit. He has an identity on offense, and that's the only drawback for me with Harbaugh. He's just kind of like a – you know, he's like that Dabo Swinney, Bobby Bowden CEO type.
Yeah, but I said to you, he's a culture builder. And I think, too, that guy has to be a leader of men. And I don't know who that guy's going to be.
Sticking with Monken over Lamar, does it give you pause?
No, because we don't know what Lamar was doing. We don't know
right.
what Lamar was like.
We're getting one side of it.
Correct.
Right.
I want to believe that he was sticking up for his OC because he believed the OC was doing the right things. All right, we're going to talk to the boat show manager.
The boat lady's coming.
The boat show manager. Where's the boat show manager?
Hello, boat lady.
Boat show manager's here. All right, we're going to talk to her because this boat show is amazing. We're going to tell you all about – well, actually, we're not. She is.
Yeah.
All right, stay there. We got more to get to. More on the Trey Young trade as well. It's Dukes and Bell.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Dukes and Bell, and we're going to talk about the Atlanta Boat Show. Too loud in your ear. We okay? Can you hear me?
Yeah, you're fine.
We're fine? All right. Yeah. Turn her up a little bit so we can make sure that we can hear Courtney Earhart here. It's Dukes and Bell, guys. Coming up, we are going to get a chance to find out what's on Day-Day's mind. We do have, by the way, a college football playoff game tonight that we haven't even discussed, which we'll get to. With all the news going on with Arthur Blank speaking to the media, Trae Young being traded. But let's shift gears. Let's talk about leisure, shall we?
Sure.
Hey, let's go boating.
Yeah. Courtney, thank you for joining us. Courtney Earhart, boat show manager. So tell us about this, because if you're listening to us right now, you're going, all right, Dukes and Bill, that's him and I. What am I getting at this boat show? What am I going to see?
You can get any boat for any level, entry level. We have low price, medium price, high price boats. We have called the Launching Point, which is an area where there are boats for people who are getting into entry level boats, who are learning how to boat. We have boating seminars, including fishing seminars, friendship seminars, and boating safety seminars.
Okay.
Like everything you need to do before you actually get on your boat.
Wow.
That you need to do.
That's
and then
great.
We have accessories for your boats and personal watercrafts. We got everything you need for the boating industry.
Yeah, we said kind of where we're sitting right here in the corner. We got this unbelievable cabin cruiser, which literally, I mean, that looks like something Gordon Gekko would be rolling in. And then over here, for guys who want to do the ski boat thing, you got something in everybody's price range, too.
We do, yeah, because this boat just came from, I think, France. It got here on Monday. The one straight across from you, just came from the port on Monday. Those are Genoes. Oh. The first time they've been in the show, they come straight from Europe. And that is an electric boat right there,
on the
right. Yep, that's
so
the only
way,
electric
I know,
boat.
Like Mom always said, if I have to ask, you can't afford it. But the French boat is how much? Just best guess.
I don't think it's that expensive.
Play the lottery tonight.
Yes, I think it's about 200 grand. That's on the lower end of the French boats.
Carl, we can pull our resources.
She just said 200 grand's on the lower end.
Well,
no, for Genoa.
Oh, my bad.
Yeah.
Okay.
Do you think it's selfish to start a GoFundMe page to get a boat? Is that wrong? Anyway, live at the boat show. And again, guys, it is a Courtney Earhart, and she's the grand poobah of the boat show. More on Trae Young getting traded. More coming up on the Falcons, what Arthur Blank had to say today. But it's open to Sunday, and there's 400 boats on display?
Yeah, it's over 400 boats and personal watercraft on display.
Yeah, this is one of my favorite shows to come to, these kinds of exhibits, just because you can touch it, you can get in it, you can feel it. Then you have all the tech in these new boats, and they explain it to you. And the cool thing about this is, guys, the reps down here, this is not just somebody on the showroom floor where you're like, hey, you know anything about this? They know about these boats. And that's what I love about this.
Correct. They start planning in, like, probably June or July for the boat show.
Yeah.
Yes. They're very thorough. A lot of our dealers are off of Lake Lanier. They're all local dealers here in Atlanta area.
Yeah, it's great. Courtney Earhart, boat show manager. So this is going on from the 8th through the 11th.
Correct.
And it closes every night around 8, is that correct?
Every night except for Sunday. Sunday we close at 5 p.m.
Okay, so Sunday's a shorter day if you want to come down here.
Right.
I will say this, I think rain's in the forecast Saturday. You want to come check it out and just hang out down here on the set. It's perfect. And is this a new location, by the way? I know it's
correct.
Always been here, but this is Exhibit Hall B, I think
yes,
it is.
Yes, correct.
Okay.
We were normally in Exhibit Hall C, but we're now in Exhibit Hall B. So red deck and orange deck parking is the best parking, not the yellow lot.
Okay.
So red lot, walk right up. Come right up the escalator.
Correct.
All right. Not that our audience needs a carrot on a stick, but what else you got? You giving away some free stuff?
Yeah. Actually, on Friday and Saturday, the first 100 people, well, first 50 on Friday, first 50 on Saturday, get like a half-day boat rental.
Nice.
Complimentaries of Park Marine.
Oh, that's cool.
Yes, correct. There are, as you're going down the different levels, there's a, ABC has sponsored and put together this package where you spin the wheel, and they're giving all types of prizes away just as a complimentary thank you for coming to the show.
Very cool. Courtney, where is my new boat? Which one is it?
Well, there is the queen of the show, the Regal, over there. So I'm just saying, if you really want something, that's the biggest you got.
Because I, from my understanding, Mike and I were told that there was a boat that came along with this broadcast, and we're wondering which one of these is that boat. No?
I mean, we got like a little kayak over there you could probably have.
Yeah. Hanging out with Courtney Earhart here. She's running a boat show down here at Georgia World Congress. And as we said, all B. Some of everybody's price range. And also, Carl, for guys who already got your boat, whether you're on the lake, whether it's Lake Lanier, out to wherever you're at, they got all the stuff, all the accessories, and they got docks.
Yep.
See that build out over there? So even wherever you're at, they got something for everybody. The lifestyle.
They sure do. It's the lifestyle.
It is. Well, we love it. It's fun. We're glad you're here. We're glad all the boat vendors are here and everybody. There's a lot of work that goes into this. But when you come down here, if you've never been, you're going to be like, trust us. You're gonna be wowed. So come check it out. And even, by the way, this is a lot of window shoppers that come here, all right?
Yes, there are a lot of window shoppers.
Just come and check it out. You don't have to have the cash in your back pocket or a check with you, all right?
Correct.
Or American Express.
Financing is available.
It is.
I was just going to say that. But
it is. All right.
Bad credit, no credit. Everybody floats, Carl, here at the Boat Show.
I got my boat payment. 80 years. All right, Courtney, thank you so much for joining us.
All right, thank you.
Nice
all
to
right.
meet you. Thanks for coming.
All right, thank you so much.
Courtney Earhart, Boat Show Manager. If you see her or you run into her, say hello. These are your right. people right here, by the way. They were filming
yes.
all of that.
Yes, that's my PR agency.
Is that going to be on social media?
Probably.
All right.
Thank you for placing us by the bar. That was fantastic placement. No, for the radio host that. Near the bar.
I agree. Right. All right, Courtney, thank you so
thank
much.
Thank you so much.
Enjoy the show. All right, we got a lot more to dive into. Mike, as we've been talking today about Arthur Blank, if you're just joining us, a couple of things that I learned today from Arthur in discussing this team and where we're headed. And look, here's the main thing I think everybody needs to know. Do we want this to work? Does Mike and I want? Yes, of course.
Yeah.
But, guys, we haven't seen this in action yet. This is a plan. It doesn't mean that this plan is perfect or that you're going to hire the perfect people to execute the plan. We hope that's the case. And if Matt Ryan is involved, which everybody thinks he is, great. We'd love to have our former MVP and the face of our franchise for 15 years have the kind of success in the front office, Mike, that he had on the field. But we don't know that.
Right. But there's teams in the NFL, let's be honest, there's teams that have their ish together. And there's the other side of it. You know, the Ravens, yes, they won one Super Bowl, and maybe that wasn't enough for Ravens fans. Because, again, once you get to the promised land, you know, with Harbaugh, they, of course, won another one with Billick.
They did.
But you wanted to be there every year, and you feel, if, as you would say, we're too close to it here. Fans up there felt maybe it's run its course. But that's a team that started with Ozzie Newsome's involvement coming from Cleveland. They've always been in the mix. The Steelers. Now, again, you can debate, has Tomlin gotten where they need to go? But they're always viable for 9 to 10 wins, and they're always in the postseason. We haven't sniffed that for the better part of a decade. We're in the, you know where we are? We're in the same mix with the Browns and the Cardinals. We're the dysfunctional crew. You know, we're the kids on the playground nobody wants to play with because we can't get it right. So at some point, you just say the law of averages hits, but if you don't change the approach, you'll never get there. The problem I have, I guess, I'll bring it, what's the point? What's the point? Arthur's the constant. And with all due respect to some of the things that were said today, to me it just sounds like a more blah, 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 blah. I hope Matt Ryan really brings some common sense to this process. How about that?
This just in. Falcons have requested an interview with Robert Saleh.
All right. I mean, that means Ulbrich would be here.
49ers.
If you like Ulbrich.
49ers DC. Robert Saleh now has requests from Arizona, Tennessee, and Baltimore.
And speaking of the dysfunction, the Jets would be part of that. We're lumped in with the Jets now, Carl. That's why we've got to change this thing. And that's why hopefully Matt Ryan breathes some fresh air into this room and some more common sense. You'd like to think, as fans are just asking on the text line, well, what the hell have we been doing the last 8 years?
Yep. Yep.
How convoluted was this process? I mean, was Rich McKay, when he was involved to a greater extent than he was recently, was he just messing things up that badly when it came to how these decisions got made?
It feels that way.
It does feel that way.
It feels that way. 404-726-0929. I will say this. I like all the interviews, at least the requests so far. I mean, like, there's not one that I've gone, oh, what are we talking to this guy for?
Right.
Saleh, Mike said this. He got a bad deal with the Jets, which is, you talk about completely dysfunctional, and you're right. Seeing it even with Aaron Glenn there, but has reinvented himself, went back to where he was. Kyle Shanahan trusted him before, and guys, they may be back in the Super Bowl with the same OC and DC that got him there before.
I always felt that Arthur Blank should have given Dan Reeves another year at the time, because I think that, you know, when Mike Vick blows his knee out against the Ravens in the first preseason, in that preseason game, you know, it just, Dan Reeves was just nailed by terrible injuries and terrible luck. We had the Super Bowl the next year, you lose the quarterback, Jamal goes down, just some terrible luck. Robert Saleh lost Aaron Rodgers the first friggin' game.
Yeah.
Right? Think about that.
Yep.
So, I mean, that's not him. And then Woody Johnson is a meddler and an owner who doesn't know what he's doing. And that's why the Jets have been a laughingstock for 14 years.
So
I give Robert Saleh another shake.
I do, too. Look, I do, too.
And he learns from probably some things he maybe would do differently, too. And how he presents, how he handles the media, how he deals with his team, you know?
Yeah.
And by the way, who are the Jets to say Robert Saleh screwed up? The Jets have screwed up everything.
Everything.
Right.
All right, so he's on the list, guys. All right, we're coming back. What's on Day-Day's mind? More with Mr. Blank and what we learned coming up. But we're live at the Atlanta Boat Show. Also, in the 4 o'clock hour, you will hear an exclusive as Mike Conley got a chance to sit down with Arthur Blank today right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Yeah.
Sorry, man. I was just on a yacht. It's Dukes and Bell.
I'm on a boat. You're at Kinko's making copies. I'm over here wearing flippy floppies.
True. It's true, man. You want to look like a king?
By the way, we'll do this in guide talk. What is your boat? Do you have a name for your boat?
Nope.
Just boat?
Just a boat. It's not. Look.
I think Duke's Kingdom.
Here's the problem with that. And I'll say this. Mike, if I had one of these $250,000 boats, it would have a name. I feel like if you are somebody that boats right. casually and you're out and about and you just enjoy boating, like, I'm not, I don't use it like that enough to be like, yeah, Princess C. That's my boat. You know what I'm saying? Like, if I bought one of these types of boats, it'd right. be a different deal. And I see guys who have these kind of boats, and I say these. They're not all like that here. But some of them, the boat you were talking about, the Mac Daddy,
right.
that has to have a name on the side, and it has to be lit up.
Right, and it's got to be cool. You know what I mean? Not like one of those waspy names like Fidelity. I always laugh. We're always – what's that? What's that? Or I can't say
the
wasp.
Flying wasp.
Oh, the flying wasp. Yes, the flying wasp. I christened thee the flying wasp. And for those of you youngsters, I don't even know if that represents anything. Traditional old white rich people, white Anglo-Saxon Protestant. That's what the acronym is. But, yeah, that's the joke. You see, like, Fidelity, you know, or you know, Liquid Assets is probably the most common name.
Right.
But, you know, real quick, Day-Day, before we get to Day-Day, back in the late 90s, Tony the Mailman and his brother Mark, the chef, we all went in on a little jet boat. That Tony kept my hat in a place on the canal in Naples. And so it was just a little 21-foot Yamaha. And Mark's like, we got to give it a name. So we called it the Three Stoonads.
Oh, okay.
Like the Three Idiots, basically. Right. The Three Stooges.
I like it.
Yeah.
I like it.
I think you got to give it a name, a little character.
Yeah. It adds to it. But, I mean, it also, if you have a small boat and your boat has a name, you might want to check yourself.
Well, it's got to be fun. You can't take yourself too seriously.
That's my point. Like, when I see boats roll by and I'm like, yeah, that boat deserves a name.
Right.
That there's some stature to it. Either way, that's just me. We're down here at the Atlanta Boat Show. Come on down. Check it out. If not today, it's here all weekend. Day-Day, what is on your mind, man? What's going on today?
I'll tell you what's on my mind, gentlemen.
I'll tell you. You're like John Wayne on us. I'll tell you what's on my mind, Carl and Mike.
Pilgrim.
All right. We're
going to stop the VC. We're going to stop the Indians. It was the same thing. Carl and I, Day-Day, whenever we go in on John Wayne, some guys get so mad at us, but it's true. He was the same guy in every movie.
John, we want you to play yourself.
Yeah, Archer's going to get mad. Archer's going to get mad. Archer gets mad when we go down this line.
Yeah.
All right.
Look, I've said this about some of these rappers that have been cast for parts in movies.
Oh, yeah.
It's true.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, some of these guys actually have grown as actors, like Luda. T.I.'s been in a bunch of stuff. But some of these guys are like, yeah, we got a part for you. What you want me to play? A hard-ass rapper from the street. We got a part for you. Oh, that's perfect. All right, go ahead, Day-Day.
All right. So, guys, we got to get into our picks. I told you yesterday you needed to do your homework. And so, hopefully, you did just that.
It's time for the picks of the week. Why are we doing this on Thursday? Because we got a national semifinal game.
Because I'm going to win you some money tonight, Joe.
All right. And we got games all weekend. Oregon, Indiana tomorrow. By the way, you see all the Indiana trucks down here? Mercedes-Benz?
Yeah.
How many trucks did they bring?
I parked at Signia today.
I thought they didn't have any money.
Indiana folks, man. I talked to, by the way, talk about like the quintessential Indiana fan. The guy literally, he's wearing one of those Bobby Knight pullovers, right? And I mean, literally, he was in the Astro van, whatever it was, with the Indiana plates. I mean, he's packed for like 2 weeks. I mean, dude, you're going to be
crazy.
Here until Sunday. Anyway,
They have arrived.
All right, guys, so here is where we are in the standings. Carl and myself tied up for first at 29 and 28.
You're right about that, son.
And then Mike and Oren tied up at 24 and 33. So who shall go first?
Well, I think the last shall be first, as we say in the Bible on this program. Mike comes before Oren, right? Or does that mean O is last in the alphabet, so he goes first? You decide.
You're up, O.
Hey, well, delaying it out here, I guess.
You know what? You sound like Eeyore on, like, Winnie the Pooh.
Well,
go first.
Mike, I'm like damn near 50 games into 500. Why wouldn't I be happy right now?
You know what? I'm jumping in here right now.
How many times did you pick the Falcons, O?
Yeah. What did you learn from that? Yeah.
Well, Mike, who'd you pick last week?
What?
Who'd you pick last week?
I know.
Yeah, there you go.
Took the Falcons. That crushed me. I was so angry. Oh, I was so mad.
I didn't remember that. You took the Falcons.
Yeah, it was two. I didn't even get the push. It was two.
Oh, they came
I needed
back.
Three.
That's right. All right,
here we go. I'm going to go with Ole Miss. I think everybody tonight, we are all Ole Miss fans. Getting 3.5.
All right.
And I know that I should, and on paper, Miami's got the better in the trenches. I just think, you know, call me crazy, Carl, a little destiny. And the way these guys are talking, I mean, we don't care who's leading this team. I just love the athletes, and I love Trinidad Chambliss. And I think Trinidad Chambliss, if he did it against Georgia, he can do it against Miami.
Oh, yeah.
And is everyone waiting to see Carson Beck spit the bit? I don't know. Everybody feels that Miami at some point, if they can do a close game, Cristobal will screw it up. But so far they haven't. And I know that my head says Miami, but my heart says Ole Miss. I'm going with the Rebs. They're getting 3.5. And I'm also going to go with Oregon. I'm going with both dogs. Oregon tomorrow night here at Mercedes-Benz, also getting 3.5. You like that?
I do.
You like that?
You like that?
And then finally, I'm going to go with where is it? The Bills and the Jaguars. I'm taking the over day.
All right, the over.
And I got to find it, but I had it, and I'll find it for you. Bo knows. 50, Bo knows what 50, it is.
It's 51.5.
Yeah. I'm going to take the over Bills Jaguars.
All right.
And I hate people that say Jaguars.
All right, that's good stuff. What you got? What you got, O?
That was very dismissive, by the way. See, Carl, that's twice you've done that to me. Yeah, that's good stuff. All right. Now,
look,
why'd you just pat me on my head?
I'm trying to encourage
okay, Sparky.
You here. Yeah, I'm trying to encourage you here.
Good for you.
To finish strong,
Carl.
Right?
Carl, I kicked a home run today in school.
Come on, Raw. I want you to win your last four. Okay.
Wow.
Let's go.
Wow.
Got to find a way, Mike. Like Carl
gotta
said.
Got to find a way.
Well, we're gonna look at the tape. If I can't get these picks right, we'll look at the tape.
All right.
Got to
no,
get better
I
on the
like,
grass, Mike. Next we'll get better on the grass.
I was looking at my own games. I don't want to dismiss you.
Fine.
I do like the Buffalo.
I like
Jacksonville
how he compares
pick.
Your picks to his pick to be like, well, you know what, Mike? That was a good pick. Let me look at that, Mickey. Look at my picks.
Now be dismissive
compare.
Of Oren.
Yes.
Go ahead. Be dismissive of Oren.
Yes, please.
Don't worry. I'm waiting for him to screw this up. Go ahead, Oren.
Well, the one you lost last week, Carl, was the one we took together. So just a heads up on that one, buddy.
Which one was that?
I don't know. One of the ones that you lost.
I don't know.
One of my many losses, I guess.
Look,
yes.
What are your picks this week, all right? Let you sit back and watch the winner's circle.
Let me finish sending this tweet about Trey Young real quick. All right, here we go. I don't think the Bills do it this year.
Hold on, O. Day-Day, stop looking at my notes. Go ahead, Oren.
I don't think the Bills do it this year. I'm not buying it. This is like the worst team that Josh Allen has had. And he's hoping to take that team into the playoffs. I don't think that's going to happen. And he's going against probably the hottest team right now, if not the AFC, in the NFL. So give me the Jags minus the 1.5.
Now, right. Finally, you're talking sense, sir.
Yeah, okay.
Man, if somebody's in their car, like, why would anybody go with your picks the way you're selling this?
Hey, man, hey. If you got money to burn, man, or you just on last legs, man.
It's Carl. It's like Oren has become like Goose. Watch your head on the thing when you're flying today with Maverick.
How many games is he under 500? Seriously.
Too many. Like 9?
You don't even believe in your own picks. At
no,
least
I don't.
Mike is confident in
you
his
sell
picks.
It. Have conviction. I'm 8 games under 500, but
eight
I
games
got
under
conviction.
No, I'm 9 under 500. Right. We are both 9 under 500.
All right, so you like the Jags. What else?
All right, how about those Bears, guys?
So we get to the winners.
Let's go to the Bears. The Bears are a 1.5 favorite, underdog against the Packers. Give me the Bears plus the 1.5. How
okay,
about
so
that
now you're talking again. See, now you're using some common sense here. This is what I've needed.
Right.
All right, and my last pick. Kirk Cignetti said he's a happy guy and he smiles
sometimes.
That's a
terrible pick.
That's enough for me. Give me the Hoosiers minus 3.5. How about that one? I'm buying it.
All right,
hoo,
Mike,
right?
Mike, he picked it up. You hear his voice?
There you go, energy. There you go, energy. That's great.
Picked it
up. Because, I mean, literally, it's like Debbie Downer. How's it going today? How's it going?
Hey, I am happy. How many segments do we have in this show? 12?
How was your drive to work today,
Oren? Great.
I saw a dead deer off of Ponce.
Oh, my God. That'd be horrible. How did they get on Ponce?
I'm just saying.
That poor dead deer.
No, I'm just saying.
Crossing five lanes of traffic on Ponce? That deer deserved that, man. I tell you what.
All right. Day-Day, we can flip a coin, whatever you want to do. By the way, real talk, I like all those picks.
Mm.
I like all those picks. As a matter of fact, I'm going to jump on a couple of those picks.
Ah.
I think myself. Speaking of the Bears, real quick, shout out to Grady Jarrett. Good luck this weekend. all those years here, he gave his heart and soul. I wish him nothing but the
right
best.
Right on. Here, here.
Hope the Bears advance, and I hope Grady finally gets a chance to get to an NFC Championship game and then another Super Bowl. Remember, Grady Jarrett would have been the MVP in Super Bowl 51 if we win.
Yes.
And I'm being serious. Remember the impact he had. Yeah. Anyways, one, you, me, you.
I don't mind. I don't mind.
All right, give me your pitch, bro.
I don't mind. All right, guys, I'm going to.
I got
to
turn my notes over. Go ahead.
Yeah. I'm going to start off with Miami and Ole Miss in that one. The over-under is 52.5. I'm going to take the under because my thing about this matchup is I know Trinidad Chambliss and those guys really can ball out, but that Miami defensive front, really both sides of the ball for them in the trenches, is a monster. Miami is not lighting it up scoreboard-wise, but their defense can definitely slow things down for the Rebels. So give me the under of that 52.5 in that one. Then I'm going to go. I'm going to stay with the Oregon and Indiana game myself. I actually like the over in that one, 48.5. Now, I do know Oregon's got a little challenge at the running back position, but we've seen what they can do with Dante Moore. And in Indiana, look, I raised both hands. I definitely was one of those people.
You thought
that
they were busted. You thought they were busted.
Indiana, but I mean, how could you deny them after if you watched them against Alabama? How could you deny
right.
them?
So no, I mean, I've been. I'm with you. I took Oregon. I think Lanning will have a plan. But it is interesting that everybody – I heard Brandon Adams from Dog Nation talking about this with Andy Randy, how everybody continues to doubt Miami, and I'm continuing to doubt Miami and Indiana, and that might be our final. You're right.
All right, and then my last one, I will obviously have no choice but to go to the NFL, and I'm looking at the 49ers and Eagles matchup. Eagles favored by 5.5.
Oh, this is a home take right here.
Oh,
you're feeling your West Coast roots, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, okay.
Did you see how bad the 49ers looked last week against Seattle?
I did see that, but
– Eagles D can bring that heat, Joe.
Eagles D can be the heat, but the Eagles offense ain't bringing nothing but a tush-push.
They don't have to, though, against that defense that's banged up for San Francisco.
He's right, you know.
I know. We'll see.
But
give me the 49ers
have more enthusiasm.
To cover the
Day-Day, yeah, don't take it. The Niners.
No, yeah. I'm taking the Niners. Give me the Niners.
Wow. Wow. That's a home
right.
pick.
Man.
That one's going to cost you. All right.
From the Bay Area and back down, Carl.
Yeah, man. Look, I love these college games. I love the fact that we get a great semifinal tonight. Mike's right. Ole Miss is the Cinderella. But this is where it ends. Miami up front to stout. And I got to be honest, I don't think Carson Beck has to do much. Think about these last couple of games. He hasn't thrown for 300 yards. He hasn't needed to.
Nope.
Miami wins this game, and they cover, and I'm with you. Did you take the under on this?
I took the under.
Yeah, man. Look, I think Ole Miss, this is where it stops. Mike, all these distractions, at some point, it's got to come to a head, doesn't it?
Right.
Coach is coming and going. Who's available for practice? Coach is not here yet. I don't know if all of that is not going to affect them at some point. I think it is in this game tonight. I'm going Miami. Give me the Miami Hurricanes -3 back in.
3.5.
Back in the – I see it as 3, right?
Yeah,
here.
I see it as 3,
it's
too.
It's 3.
Oh,
it's
okay.
3. I see the
okay.
back in the national championship. All right. Oregon, Indiana, I just want to watch. I'm very tempted to pick Oregon with Mike because it's hard to beat a team twice in a season. And Oregon took that loss personal because they went on their home field and kicked their butt. They're going to be ready for this game. Defense is better, but I'm going to stay away from that. I'm going strictly NFL for my last two. Give me the Bears. Oh, I'm with you. Bears are better than the Packers. Packers are too banged up. I like the Bears to advance. Caleb Williams gets his first playoff victory. Bears cover. Is it 1 or 1.5?
1.5 is what I see.
Give me the 1.5 Bears cover. And last but not least.
I mean, we get Matt LaFleur down here? They say they're going to fire him up there. I can't believe it. I don't believe that, by
Dude,
the way.
They beat – who said that yesterday on our show? Somebody said they'd be idiots to do
that. Yeah, Steve Weiss said that.
Steve Weiss, yeah.
Yeah, they'd be idiots. All right, and last but not least, because I know we're up against it. Is this Trevor Lawrence's time? Does he finally prove that this is not a fluke at 13-4?
Right.
Mike, the Jags are 13-4. They are a better team than Buffalo, but Buffalo has the country's attention because of what they've done the last 5 years. They've got the MVP in Josh Allen. I am taking Jacksonville at home. It's a one point spread, right?
1.5.
Give me Jacksonville to cover that, bro.
Wow.
Give me Jacksonville.
Yeah,
I'm not mad at that.
I don't like Joe Brady. I think Joe Brady, if you're talking about yesterday, doesn't maximize what they do with James Cook. And I got to be honest with you, I think McDermott, this window is – they can still got Josh Allen, but
Bro.
Their immediate window looks like you better win this because – They have got too many leaks, Buffalo does, for me.
They lose, they got to fire their head coach, Mike.
Yes.
He will have been there 8 or 9 years now. You're talking about just not being able to get him there.
If you're firing Harbaugh, you're firing McDermott, I would imagine, but we'll see.
Not only that, to me, in my opinion, Buffalo's defense has really been suspect for them.
Right, great
Their
points.
Defense has not been.
Well, remember, I think it was the Ravens a couple of weeks ago, ran the ball down their throat.
Yeah. Right.
We will see. I like Trevor Lawrence and the Jags and just the swag they're playing with. Guys, you know what's crazy about this, last but not least? Think about who the Jags picked in the draft. Mm. Big Bo's down here with us.
Mm.
He had no impact this season.
Travis Hunter was a complete nothing burger.
Yeah.
Yep,
and
absolutely.
13-4.
They've actually they were struggling when he was in the lineup. Since he's been out with the injury, is when they took off.
It actually like they were moving too many moving parts.
I want to see him do something.
Right.
Just strictly stick with something. All right, we got to run. We're coming back. Those are our picks of the week, guys. We will review on Monday. Okay, when we come off the weekend, college picks against the spread, pro as well. All right, when we come back, we got to talk about Arthur Blank. Mike says he didn't like some of the things he heard today. We'll tell you about it next.